This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Sean Moore from Danvers High School, Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. And Sean, welcome. Thanks so much for taking some time to join us, and congratulations on the award.
Thank you.
All right. Well, Sean runs track for Danvers High School, cross country in the fall, winter, spring track. And as we talk on Saturday, June 1, you're getting ready for your last, would this be your last high school event later today? Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
All right. Tell us about that, where it is, and what will you be doing?
I'm racing the 1 mile, the Meet of Champions at Fitchburg State, I think about 5 o'clock.
Sounds good. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, trying to, you know, put a good end to the season, you know, and my career.
Let's talk about that career. Let me just jump back all the way back to the fall to cross country. State championship for Danvers High. Tell us about that experience. That's a great accomplishment, great team accomplishment.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, ever since we placed second the year before by just one singular point, we, you know, every day we thought about the next one and how we were just going to try to win it all, you know, and how no one could stop us.
What was the difference? What do you think was the difference maker between last year and this year's cross-country season? Individually and how it all came together, point-wise, too.
I think a big part of it was that we didn't graduate anyone. So the year prior, we had two seniors and the rest were juniors. Two juniors and the rest were sophomores. So just for bringing everyone back the next year definitely helped. You know, you're not losing any of your top guys. Like every other team lost multiple guys to graduation or, you know.
But on the other hand, though, you guys individually, you guys all have to get a little bit better from last year to this year, right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Like, just that, like, piece to, like, look forward to and have something to keep your mind motivated throughout, you know, the summer, throughout, you know, the track season even. Like, have that one goal to look forward to. Definitely, like, helps us.
As you went through that regular season within the Northeastern Conference and beyond, you know, into the postseason for cross country, your team and your coaches must have felt, we can make a run at this again, right? That was pretty much the feeling all year, right?
Yeah, I think, you know, my coach put it pretty well. Like he said, we just wanted to train like a team that could win the state title, you know, and we did that every day. We showed up to practice every day. We got the workouts in. We did the extra stuff. We did, you know, strength training, cores, whatever it possibly took to give us that slight edge over the competition.
All right, I want to go to winter track here, and I'm sure we can tie winter and spring a bit together here, but you were the Northeast Conference 2 mile champ. So tell us about that.
It was the 1 mile, but
It was the 1 mile. Okay, my mistake. And then obviously that makes sense because that's what you're running today, for sure, out in Fitchburg. Yeah. Okay. Well, tell me about the 1 mile then. I apologize. Yeah.
No, it was definitely great because that was my first conference title, and it was just something that I, you know, ever since I started running in high school, I wanted to win a conference title, and I never thought I was going to be able to until maybe a year or two ago when it, like, finally started to get close. And there are so many races where I was, like, very, like, close but so far at the same time. So that just finally, like, win one was just, like, something. It was just felt amazing to be able to finally do it after being, you know, so close so many times.
Now, you also, there's another event too, right, that you have involved with, the 4x1 mile relay, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Tell us about that one.
And, you know, that's just, you know, a fun event because the four of us were all very close because we spent so much time together throughout the three different seasons. And to finally, like, you know, be able, the four of us to get to the level that we're, you know, going to national meets for it. Just, like, it's such a cool experience to be able to do with, you know, a couple of your best friends.
Yeah, absolutely. And let me go way back here. So you tell me how far back I need to go to ask this question, but how did you get interested in running, distance running and so on? Where did that come from and when did that happen?
Honestly, I don't really know. I think I just started. The earliest memory I have is I would do, you know, at my school's like running club in elementary school. And then I just did that all the years I could. I think it started in like second grade maybe. So I, you know, did that until like then got to middle school where I joined cross country. You know, I really did it, you know, just for a bit of fun. And I never thought I could like make anything out of it because I always played baseball. And I always thought that if I went to like college for a sport, it was going to be baseball. I had dreams of like, you know, going pro in baseball. You know, I never thought I would be where I am for, you know, running.
No, absolutely. I'm going to transition here maybe to the athletics and academics, but just look ahead to next year. You'll be at Merrimack coming up in the fall. So tell me about the decision to go to Merrimack. Let's talk about it athletically and academics, and then we'll circle back to Danvers High School academics. But, tell us more about why Merrimack. How did that happen? You're going to be competing for Merrimack. So tell me more about what you'll be doing athletically and academically at Merrimack.
Yeah, so definitely. I was obviously, you know, looking for somewhere that had the major I would want to go into. And that is, you know, rehab science. Originally, I was thinking, you know, athletic training, or health science. So, you know, I wanted somewhere where I could have options in that field. But also for the team, you know, I talked to a lot of different coaches, and the coach at Merrimack, Coach Cameron, was definitely one that I felt really like believed in my abilities, and I could tell he like cared about me, you know, and cared about my performances or how I would impact the team at Merrimack.
Well, Sean, I think in the next few years you're going to get to really know Route 114, aren't you?
Yeah.
And let's circle now back to Danvers High School. So I understand you're kind of a science guy, as you kind of just alluded there, you know, AP physics and other academic classes, you know, at Danvers High, but do you have a favorite class or a class, is it science? And if so, what science has been one of your favorite classes while at Danvers?
I really like my physics teacher. He's great. I really like my AP stats class. That's just very interesting to me. I just very much like to learn about the probabilities of stuff and like statistics and numbers.
Now, let me ask you this, maybe as a final question here, Sean. Tell me about the training aspect here. You know, what you've done in the past summers, what you might be doing, you know, in preparation for Merrimack this summer. How are they similar? How are they different? How much input are you getting from Merrimack on what to do this summer to stay in shape or improve? Tell me more about that regime coming up this summer.
Yeah, so we have a full mileage plan for the summer, and it's definitely, you know, more than I've ever done before. It's a fairly big jump. You know, in high school, I was usually around 40 to 45 miles per week. And at the end of the summer, and for probably most of the cross-country season as well, I'll be up in the 70-mile range. So it's, you know, fairly big jump. But I think, you know, when you're racing, you know, 8K cross-country, 10K cross-country even, you definitely need that high mileage. And plus, obviously, I have, like, strength training plans, core training plans, and just all this, like, all the little things to get, you know, yourself prepared and stay injury-free, which is a huge part of the sport.
No, it's fine. I was just thinking that exact same thing, staying injury-free, for sure. Have you ever run a marathon, Sean?
No, I haven't, but I definitely would like to in the future. Like, once I'm you know, maybe out of college for a little bit, I definitely plan on running the Boston Marathon.
Yeah, when you get a little older. Yeah. So, I guess finally, Sean, anybody you want to shout out to, coaches, whatever, friend, you know, anybody you'd like to, you know, do a little shout out to here today?
I guess my coaches, Coach Bartlett and Coach Walsh. I mean, they're just the best coaches you can really ask for. You know, they're always there for us, no matter the situation. They come out to, you know, everything that we need them at, you know, and they're just always there for us.
Sounds great. Well, Sean, so much. We really enjoyed talking with you. Congrats on all you've been able to accomplish at Danvers High School. And it looks like you're going to be very successful at Merrimack. We'll try to keep track of you a little bit there. But, Sean, thanks so much for your time. And congrats again on winning the Moynihan Student Athlete Award. So, again, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Sean Moore at Danvers High School. I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.